This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting to our program again on another Saturday afternoon that we've called for many years, Raising the Standard. So we hope you can stay tuned in for our program. We're on every Saturday from 12 until 1 in the afternoon, and this is a very special Saturday this week because it's the first day of the Bible Marathon we've been talking about the last couple, 3 weeks. And so here we are on Veterans Day, and so we're starting to read here just an hour after we get off the air with this program. So there's still time, isn't there, Pastor Don, for them to sign up and to come and read. And so you're welcome to call and sign up. We hope you can be a part of it. It's a marvelous thing to be able to read God's Word publicly out over a sound system downtown Stuart. And so we're honored to be here with you on another Saturday. And so we thought we might continue talking a little bit about the power of the Word of God and to speak it out over the city where you live. And we do it here over Martin. Over Stuart and also Martin County, wherever it may go through the airways. And so we're honored to be here with you. And Pastor Don, I was thinking before we came on of all the people that's helped us make phone calls and are going to help set up yesterday and all the things that we've done. And I want to thank everybody that helped. You know, it's a labor of love, but think about the reward that you're willing to do it. You know, sometimes you might be tired and having struggles doing things. But when you do those things and you do it unto the Lord, you will be blessed. So I just want to thank every single one of you that's done it. And I want to thank everybody that will come and read these next 4 days. We want to thank you. And we've got, as I mentioned a moment ago, you have an opportunity. You can still sign up. And we got a lot of openings on the board. You can come down and read. Can you give God 15 minutes of your time, right?
Can you give God 15 minutes? It's serving.
That's right.
It's not something... I'm thinking about one person, and he may be listening, Renee, who lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to him on Friday.
Yeah.
And, he drives up from Fort Lauderdale, and he said he wouldn't miss the opportunity of reading God's Word.
I don't know how
many
years. He's been here a lot of years, doing it.
Yeah. A lot of words. And and then also David Mantwell.
That's right.
David is up in years, and he's had a lot of health problems. But it's his birthday.
That's right.
He doesn't want to miss reading God's Word. Well, you know, God's Word is powerful.
Sure is.
And we really need prayer, too, because, we have struggled with our health. I'm not declaring that, anything's going to happen. But we have to have wisdom. We've got to realize that God, He will strengthen us. And,
that's
of course,
right.
He'll give us the wisdom. And I praise God that He will send the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of these. I'm going to give a phone number, you guys, because we do need more readers. And we need a lot of people maybe to come read during the night. But you know what we need, too? We need some people to come and say, hey, I'll sit up there on the stage for 3 hours so somebody can go home and rest.
That's right.
We need people, even during the day, that maybe could come and sit. And, Christians that come and sit and oversee. We need oversight because we're there 90 hours, round the clock, day
that's
and
right.
night.
Mm-hmm.
From starting today, 2 o'clock mm-hmm. this afternoon, we have our veterans, our Veterans Day parade this morning at 10.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then they're having the Veterans Memorial Service at 12. And then we start reading in the very same park where we have the Ten Commandments out, and we have the cross of Jesus Christ, representing the cross of what Jesus did for our lives. You know, he served. He gave his ultimate. God gave his only begotten Son.
That's right.
And Jesus had a choice. You know, he had a choice. He said he could have called on what? Angels, didn't he?
Yeah, a legion of angels.
But he chose to be that, to stay there and to serve.
That's right.
Because he wanted to give. He gave his life for us.
Hallelujah.
And what, you know, serving is, you know, it's not always, it doesn't always, there's not always things that keep you happy. Well, you always talk about, Gene, Pastor Gene, you talk about what is happiness. Happiness is things, right?
To most people, yeah.
To most
outside
people.
Outside things, make them happy.
But the joy of the Lord, the joy is doing God's will.
That's the inner happiness.
And it may not be exactly what you want to do, you know.
That's
like,
right.
For instance, 90 hours is a long time. And people driving from Fort Lauderdale or from Fort Pierce or from Okeechobee, or even Roscoe and Audrey, hello there, brother and sister, so awesome. They've given their time. They've traveled from the islands, from the Bahamas, where we're building the church, the temple of God. We're building that church to worship, for people to worship God and to know the truth on Andros Island. They've come to give their time and their
That's
service,
right.
You know. And
thank
so
God.
They did that last year, and they're not able to come this year, but you know, we know that they're
their heart's with us.
Their heart is there. And that's what God looks at, the
that's
heart.
Right, the heart.
You know, where is our heart? Where really
that's
is
right.
our heart? Is it on ourself, or is it on doing the will of God? And I'm going to read the scripture in Psalm 138, 2 in just a minute. But to remind me that God said that to do his will is better than to do my will.
That's right.
You know, because if I do his will, then, you know, what if I chose to not to obey him? See, it's really obeying him.
That's right.
It's not me trying to make things happen on my own. It's really obeying the Lord, because the Lord told us in prophecy. Do we believe prophecy or
yeah.
not? Do we believe the prophetic word or not? What if we chose not to do this Bible reading marathon, and something major would happen in our nation?
Yeah.
Well, the Lord said it would be
protection
for our nation against terrorism. Now, do I believe the prophetic word or don't I? We teach the prophetic word.
Yes.
I believe prophecy. I believe what the Lord said. And, you know, it could be where my children live. It could be where you guys are listening. It could be where your children live.
Absolutely.
Where some major thing might happen. You know, we're talking about what happened at the towers. Because the Lord gave this prophetic word right after the towers came down, and almost 3,000 people died. We don't want to see that happen again.
Right.
And that was from terrorism. And so, you know, we have to pray for our president.
That's
because
right.
he is trying to keep these terrorists out of our country and to get them out of our country. And, you know, there needs to be a roundup to round them up. And anyone who is a terrorist, and, you know, they have all these guns, you know. We don't need to go into all that, but, you know, terrorism is a terrible thing, and
that's
it
right.
puts fear in people's hearts. But the Lord said it would be a breaker's anointing, and it would be for protection for our nation. And woe and behold, we did not know all that it meant when we got the prophetic word. But, you know, the prophetic word comes to life when you are obedient to do what God says. So we may not always want to do what makes us happy or what we think will make us happy.
That's right.
But we want to do the will of God. And the will of God is like it to be like Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He served. He served with his life.
Everything.
He served with his life.
That's right.
Well, I'm getting a phone call now, you know, Pastor Gene.
Okay.
And so, you know, I am going to take a break and answer this phone call, because I don't want anybody to miss out. But before I do that, I'm going to give our phone number,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to say, give us a call, and I'm going to read the scripture, because God's word is powerful.
Yes, it is.
It says here in Psalm 138:2, I will worship towards thy holy temple. Where is the holy temple at? In Jerusalem.
Yes.
We are facing Israel. We're facing Jerusalem.
And as we
found this out the first night of the very first time we read this 17 years ago, that we were facing Israel, and it went right through the center of Afghanistan. So that was a shocking revelation
yes.
that we didn't know ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But see, as you do things, God reveals.
That's right.
So we're worshiping towards the holy temple, just like Daniel did. And we are and praise thy name for thy loving kindness. Can't we do that?
Yes.
And for thy truth. Who is truth?
Yeshua.
Jesus is truth.
Right.
Jesus is truth. A
the
relationship
truth.
With Jesus is truth. And the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth and doing what is right.
Yes, Lord.
Not always what we think is right or what we want
uh-huh.
or what we feel like.
That's right.
He says he's going to lead you in its truth, his loving kindness, and for his truth, because Jesus is truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, relationship with Jesus is truth.
That's right.
For thou hast magnified thy word. And who is the word?
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua is the word.
Yes.
He is the word of truth. He says, above all, thy name. So above his name, God will he magnifies his word. And you know, his word is his name even, isn't it? And he has many names. There's many names. But the most important name that I can think of for Yeshua is truth.
Mm-hmm.
His word is truth. And so as we are doing this, starting today, 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll be reading today all night, all day Sunday, all night Sunday, all day Monday, Monday night, Tuesday night, and we will finish the reading of the entire Bible from beginning to end. We'll finish it on Wednesday morning.
Sometime, yeah.
Approximately 8 or 9 o'clock in the
yeah.
morning if everything goes
yeah.
well.
Yes, we
and
have
I
some
know
slower
everything
readers,
will
yeah.
go well.
That's right.
So we pray for good weather as
amen.
Well. Amen. So I want to give the phone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
Yes.
You know, this is a day, we're living days of trouble and a lot of things going on. But God's word will prevail. And you know, it says his word will not return
void.
And the Lord showed me, you know, it always returns from where it came. So it will always come back. You know, it's not going to return void. It's out there forever.
That's right.
All these years we've been doing this, it's out there forever. And it's not going to come return void. And it's going to come back. I believe it's going to come back to the place it was sent.
That's right.
And I believe it will bring blessings, double blessings, triple blessings, 100-fold
right.
blessings. So, you know, you want those 100-fold blessings, then I'd say, you know, do God's will. God's will,
that's
not my will, but God's will. And you know, that's dying to yourself and dying to your own will and your own choices. And and we've had to do that,
that's
even
right.
against opposition, even
that's
against
right.
much opposition. Many times we've had to do that. So we just thank the Lord for everyone. I thank the Lord for everyone who will come, even in the middle of the night,
that's right.
and read,
hallelujah.
And come and serve and be there to help. You know, even to help Pastor Gene, to help myself. You know, we're not young chickens, but you know, we want to be pleasing. We want to do God's will, and we want to answer the call. You know, how would I feel? How would you feel if I said if nothing was done and something terrible happened? I would really feel
that's right.
that I didn't. Do God's will.
That we missed what God wanted us to do.
That you miss
right.
that you
right.
that I missed God's will.
Yeah.
And you know, we know he's a forgiving God, but you know, when you know the truth and you don't and you decide not to do God's will, I think we put ourselves in a dangerous place.
We sure do.
You know, so because
I think about Jonah. He didn't want to do God's will, didn't look what happened to him.
He did not want to do God's will.
No, sir, he didn't.
And he did not want to go to Nineveh.
Yeah.
He did not want to get on that ship.
Nope.
He fought God all the way.
Sure did.
And you know, he suffered from it too, didn't he?
That's right.
You know, even the tree or the vine that God gave him, you
after
know,
he came out of the fish's
God,
mouth. Yeah.
God did that and then you know, God took it away. Well, you know, God gives and God takes away. But those people, because they chose to repent, because the word went forth and he did go. He didn't go willingly, did he?
No, but he went.
No, he went dragging his butt. He didn't want to go.
That's right.
And he had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
And he was mad. He was really mad
he was
at God.
He was upset at God, yes. He was
upset with God. because he wanted to do what he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do.
That's right.
So, you know, but we want to, if you love God, then, you know, you'll want to please, you'll want to do what's right.
And, absolutely.
We certainly can't say that not reading the Word of God is not right, because His Word is magnified. His Word is going to be magnified. You think about that magnifying glass. It comes from that little place, that little band shell there, and it goes down, and it looks like a keyhole. It looks like a key.
Sure does.
The Word is a key. It's a key to this nation. It's a key to our nation. I just got that. That's it's right. A key to our nation. His Word is a key to our nation. So as this Word goes out, it's like it spreads. It spreads, and it will go and go and go. And so I thank the Lord for His Word, that we can stand in that band shell that's really, it's been there many, many years, and we can echo, whoa, we can speak, we can declare, we can proclaim.
That's right.
See, we're not there to preach, we're there to read. And as you read God's Word, there's different places. There's praises in there, like when we read the Psalms. There's praises. There's correction.
That's right.
In the First Covenant, there's the commandments. There's the blessings. There's the curses. We're speaking God's Word, whether it's the blessings or something else or correction. We are speaking and we are declaring God's Word for our country.
That's
we're
right.
saying in God's Word, we're saying repent. Repent, America. Turn back to the Lord. Come back to the Word of God. Now, there may not be hundreds of people down there listening
at one time,
but that's not the point. The point is God's Word is
going forth
by, and it's being spoken by His people. It's not just something, a story that we're reading. We are declaring what God says. Even what it says, I read that, but my eyes just caught over here in Psalm 136. It says, the sun to rule the day.
Yeah.
See, God declares these things.
Yeah.
For His mercy endureth forever. What about this psalm where it talks about so many times where it says, for His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever.
That's right.
Forever and ever, God is true, and His Word does not change. Amen. So you go ahead, Pastor Gene. I'm gonna call this person back and get them signed up on the board. Amen.
But I was just thinking about what Donna was talking about, how that the Word goes out. The Bible says it'll never return void. And she talks about the Lord showed her way back about a breaker's anointing going out over the ocean, because it goes into Israel, and how it comes back. And I think about all the years that we've anointed the grounds down there at the band shell here in the city of Stuart, Florida. And we've done it with honey, we've done it with olive oil, we've done it with different kinds of oil, and so that place is holy ground. It's dedicated to the Lord. So if you come even, just to listen, and you put your foot on that ground, I believe that God's got something for you. There's a special anointing there because you're willing to come down, even to listen. But you're going to really be blessed if you're willing to say, yeah, hey, I'm going to read. And we've had so many wonderful witnesses and testimonies through the years of people that came and didn't intend to read, but they did, and they got blessed. And they stand up there and read, and they start crying. It's incredible. They just start crying. And so God wants you to know how powerful this Word is. And so I was thinking about the Word. Donna read that psalm that we have on our banner, Psalm 138, verse 2, where God honors His Word. Listen to this. His Word. Who's the Word? Yeshua. He honors His Word above His name. Hallelujah. That's an incredible thought when you think about it. But I'm going to go over to Hebrews chapter 4 with you, thinking about the Word of God, and read some scriptures with you, and just think about what's being said here. This Word I'm reading to you, that I'm going to read, is very anointed. It's been in the Bible for a lot of years, and we just kind of skim over it, and we don't really think about the importance of all of it. But God has something maybe for somebody listening here today about this, and maybe you're not born again. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your life, and you just have to stop on the station and you're listening to this because you heard about this Bible marathon and all. Well, you know, we could read the Bible, and we've had many people do that, and we found out later on, just reading the Word of God, they accepted Christ in their lives. Donna mentioned, I think, a little bit ago about a man that came down, which she did or I did last week when we read all the things in Psalm 119 about where the law or the Word was mentioned, just verse after verse. Anyway, this fellow came one night, early after midnight, I think it was, and he was inebriated. And so we went out. I didn't go out. Somebody went out and asked if he'd like to come up and read. So I couldn't do that. So someone went out again a little bit later, and he says, "Will you think I could do that?" They said, "Yeah." So he came up there and began to read. And where he was at was in Psalm 51, where David was repenting before God of his sin with Bathsheba and all the things that happened there, those three major sins that he committed. As he began to read this, he began to weep. Tears come down his face. And the people there were up close. They said when he got done reading those 15, I don't know how long he read, but when he got done, he was just sober completely. He was in his own right mind and all. So it's incredible what God can do. And so a lot of wonderful things happen. And so if you come, you will be blessed. And I'll tell you something. You that come and read, remember this. You will have a reward one day in heaven when the rewards are handed out. God will reward you for coming down there and reading His holy word out loud over a PA system that goes out through the airways. Some of you that's listened to this program and has been to the Bible Marathon, some of the people that's come has read every single year. This will be the 17th year that they've read. And so we've done it. It'll be 17 years for us. But a lot of other people has read it 17 years in a row. And some people don't just come one time. They don't just come one time. They'll come and say, "Wow, I love this." And then they'll go over and look on the board and say, "Is there any other day open?" And they'll look at the chart and they'll sign up for another day. Some people come and read 4 or 5 days. They'll read a few 15 minutes every single day. We love that. And so, especially in the middle of the night when we have a few people come. But the thing is, the word is still going forth. The Bible says, "My word shall not return void. It will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper whereunto I send it." And so we're sending it out again this year to bring honor and glory to God. And this is what we need in our country. That's the covering we need, is the blood of Yeshua and His word, that we would be propagated through the land, and cities and counties and governments can be changed. And we need that desperately in our country today with all the stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C. and all that. But listen to these scriptures. I'll read some things here about the Word of God. It's in Hebrews chapter 4. So if you've got ears to hear, just listen real carefully. And I'm going to read this real slow for you. And I might interject it through one or two things as we go along here. Verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 4. Listen to the words what's written here. Just think. During this week, somebody's going to get to read this verse out loud over the PA system. Glory be to God. So could it be you? Huh? Could it be you? So this is what it says. God says this. "For the word of God," listen to this, "is quick." I mean, it's quick. It's quick. It's fast. It's powerful to touch the hearts of people. "And sharper than any two-edged sword." You know, a sword has two edges on it. The one side, I always thought about it, one side is the word of God. Well, then when we yield and use the word of God, the other side is the sharp edge, and that's what we go out and we use the other side. That's what we do. We take the word and we use it in a great way. Amen? So it says, right, "It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." There's a key thing. See, most people are controlled by their soulish realm. We want to be in a place, and knowing God and walking with Him, that we can allow the Spirit of God to control us as much as possible over our soulish realm. So the Word of God will separate those soulish thoughts that we get from many times, and the negative thoughts instead of the good thoughts. We always seem to go toward the negative things. But the soul needs to be laid down. Needs to be laid down, and what? And then we'll have the Spirit control our lives. That's what it says over in Galatians chapter 5 about there's an enmity. There's a battle going on between what? The flesh and the spirit. It doesn't say one thing in those verses that Paul wrote about the soul, but the soul is in between. It's the middle portion of that. And so everything has to pass through the soulish realm. The soulish realm is terrible. We know that. And the only way we can bring it into control is how? With the love of God, praying in our heavenly language, build ourselves up, and do those things that He would have us to do. So that's a mighty thought when we think about separating, dividing asunder, separating then what? The soul and the spirit. And as I mentioned, Paul mentioned in Galatians 5 over there, but he left the soul out because there was a battle between the flesh and the spirit. Well, what's the flesh represent? It represents this physical realm we're in, also the old man, and then we have a born-again spirit that's within us as well. And so there's a battle going on, and the soul wants to do what it wants to do, but the thing is, God wants you to yield to the Spirit of God that's in you, to know the Word of God, to know what to stay away from, what to do which is right, to bless people and all that, not to curse people or anything, and walk in that. But see, the flesh, the old man, is so strong, it's pulling all the time. But we have to be what? Transformed and renewed, as it says in Romans chapter 12. Transformed by the Word of God and renewed. Be transformed, hallelujah, and renewed. To be not conformed, hallelujah, to this world that we live in, but to be truly transformed by the Word of God, to change our thinking, to think the way God does. So this is what the Word of God does, right? It tells us, it separates that, what, that soulish realm and the spirit. We can teach and train our spirit man to teach ourselves and to speak on those things that are positive that God has in His Word. We can never go wrong if we pray God's Word. You know, a lot of people just pray prayers out of their soul. Well, we want to pray prayers that come from the Spirit of God that He wants us to pray about and all those things. And so the soulish man is wanting to do many times the other things. So we have to train. Hear this? You know, hallelujah. You know, we train animals, don't we, do certain things. But man, we have to learn how to train our soulish realm to learn how to listen to the Spirit in a new way. In a new way. That's what we have to do. We have to do those things to understand what God is wanting us to know in this day and this hour. And so we can be successful. All those ites that we talk about in the first covenant that were around, and God removed them little by little. Well, they're still around today. They're still out in the world. So we can learn how to overcome all those ites, those things that are trying to hinder us. Like there's a scripture in the Bible about how the little foxes spoil the mind. Well, we got to take care of those little foxes. We got to kill them and get them off the mind. And so that's what we have to do. So the soul is important. You know, Jesus said one time, He said, you know, don't fear the people that say they're going to kill your body. And He said, but fear Him. Fear Him who can destroy soul and body in what? In hell. So the soulish realm can send people to hell because they want to think their way and not God's way. And this book right here I have in my hands, the King James Version Bible that we're going to read out of, it has everything we need to know about the soulish realm and the spirit realm. And we don't have to go read all these fancy books with all this deep stuff. This is very simple. This is a fifth grade education right here. This is a simple thing. But we make everything so complicated today. But look what he says. Just to divide asunder, to separate the soulish thinking and understanding and what we want to do. And instead, we want to go by the way of the Spirit. Amen. There's life and liberty in it. You know, Paul wrote this one time. He says, the letter of the law killeth. And it does. If you just legalistic think and try to do something with it, it can kill you. But it says the spirit of the law brings what? It brings life, and that's what we want. And so that's what God wants. He wants us to walk in the Spirit. As it says there, I think over in Hebrews chapter 8, yeah, that there's no condemnation to those that walk what? In the Spirit and not in the flesh. Hallelujah. So let's finish this now. He says, two-edged sword. There's a double edge. One side is the Word, and the other side is us yielding that Word in our lives. Piercing even to the dividing asunder. We're going to separate the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, the physical realm as well. And is a discerner. See, the Word discerns certain things that we need to be able to discern. Is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of what? Of the heart. That's what the Spirit does as well. So let's read this a little bit further. Now. And then Paul goes on and says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, in God's sight. Huh? But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do, with our Messiah, our Savior. Seeing then that we have a greater high priest that has passed into the heavens. Who is that? He tells you right here, Jesus, the Son of God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Let us hold fast our profession. What profession? That we believe in Jesus Christ. He came and died for all of us, rose from the grave on the third day, exactly like He said He would. The blood that was shed covers our sins, and we've become a new creature, not a creation, but a new creature in Christ Jesus, and all things are passed away, and we start all over. So that profession that we made one day, I hope you, as you that are born again, I hope you remember the date and the year when you came to Christ. It'll never come out of my mind. It was burned, etched into my brain, the day that I came to my Messiah. And so that we will hold fast our profession until the end. The end of what? The end of our life. If the Lord doesn't come and take us out of here first, okay? Now, verse 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, our weaknesses and things, but was in all points, listen to this, in all points, everything that man's ever been tempted, and he was too, all points, tempted like as we are, yet what? Without sin. Why? Because he followed after the Spirit of his Father. He followed everything that the Father told him to say or do. He followed after the Spirit that God put upon him. Now, verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, as He is merciful, and find grace to help in time of need. So that's the Word of God, right? That's the Word of God. So what do? We need to put this Word of God in our hearts so we understand it. It's not difficult. You know, it's not difficult. It's, you know, people read books and they understand those things. It's not difficult. You know, we can get a concordance to look at maybe some of the meanings of the words and all that, and we can just read it for what it says. It's, to me, it's very simple to understand. It's not that difficult. But we have teachers that make it so complicated. They break it all down. They're Greek geeks and Hebrew freaks and all that. Instead of just, you know, we have the Word here that God gave us, and this is for everybody. This is for every ethnic group in the world that we can understand. And all the other Bibles also, the early ones from other countries, were translated off of the text that the King James Bible was written on, which is the Textus Receptus, I'll get it in a minute, with the New Testament and the Masoretic text and the First Coming. They were all taken off of that. So what they would do, this, like this word we just looked at it here a moment ago, the let's take a look at this word. Here in verse 12 we were reading, it says, and is a discerner. Well, here's the word discerner. Well, we know what it means in English, but say it was they were going to translate this into French or to German. Well, the French would say, well, what French word would be equivalent to the word discerner? Well, and that's what they put in their Bibles. And so it's all off of this text. And so we won't go wrong. This is the true word of God. He's not going to lead us astray. And so the word is so powerful. It's just like the beginning of verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We read the word of God. Let me tell you, it's going to affect your thoughts and your intents. Because you might have some thoughts in your soulish realm, but as you read this word, you're going to come across some things. You'll say, wow, I don't think that way. I got another thought about this. Well, He's going to change your thoughts and the intents of your heart. He's going to change you moment by moment. Isn't that what it says in Romans chapter 12? We just mentioned that. Romans 12, 1 says what? I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. We can crawl off the altar. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. That's the minimum. And then in the next verse he says, and be not conformed to this world that we live in. And this is what this verse is telling us. We don't want to be conformed to what the soulish thing hears and listens to. We want to be conformed to the Spirit of God, what He wants us to have. And He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, how can we be transformed by the renewing of our mind? By reading the Word of God and putting God's thoughts in our hearts. And so this Word's going to go out again for 4.5 days, and people are going to read this, and some of them sit out there on the benches with their Bibles, and they follow along, and you can just see the wheels turn with some people. They've heard something they don't remember they ever read, or maybe never read it. And God's going to show them something about their personal life. So it's powerful. That's what it's all about. And it will affect your thoughts and your intents. And so He said, be not conformed to this world, but be what? To be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is the key part. That you might find that perfect and acceptable will of God for your personal life. That's what He wants you to know. He has a word for all of us. For something for our personal life. He wants us to be holy and righteous and set apart. So how do we do that? By putting this word in our heart to know what it is, and don't let people tell you that the Torah, they call it the law, that the Torah has been done away with. We need the teaching and instruction from God brought into the New Testament and mixed together so we can know how to walk a holy life with God. And I mentioned that the other day, I think last week maybe on the radio, when we were reading all the scriptures in Psalm 119, where Paul spoke over in Hebrews, said, if we do not seek after holiness, well, what is holiness? It means setting ourselves apart totally for God and obeying what He says in His Word. If we don't do that, He said, we will never see the face of God. That's pretty scary. It ought to make your knees knock. We got to do that. And we all sin and we miss the mark. We do things we shouldn't do. But the moment we find out that we don't do it the right way, well, then what do? We get on our face and we ask the Lord, He's faithful and just to forgive us. If we'll acknowledge the sin that we're doing, He will forgive us of that, and He'll never bring it up again if we do that. He's faithful and just to do that, and when you stand before the Lord, it'll never be brought. It'll be as far as the east is the west, it says in the Bible. So that's what we have to learn how to do. That's what the Torah is all about in the Bible. And so we put it all together. That's what we're going to do these next 4.5 days. So come and read. If you haven't signed up yet and you'd like to, do it. If you've already signed up for one day and you're thinking, well, maybe I ought to read again, call Pastor Donna right now. You can call her on the phone. Area code 772. I'm sorry, that's my number, 285-7007, and she'll put you on the board for another day. We want that board full.
Full. So, let me repeat that number, Pastor Gene.
Okay.
area code 772-285-7007.
She's a double 7-0-7-8.
The double 7-0 agents.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting, Pastor Gene. I was just speaking to a man by the name of Mike.
Okay.
He signed up for this afternoon, later on this afternoon, well, this evening, I believe. But he's from Missouri, and it's his first time to read. He says he heard about Bible marathons out west.
Wow.
And he said, and the Lord spoke, told him he needed to come and read. Well, he's also signed up for very, like 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And he signed up for 2 days. And we need people that 4:30
right, sure
in the morning.
Do.
So, you know, God is so faithful, and we had a nice talk, and he was talking about the Word. You know, the Word is so important. And I think about those people who wouldn't pass up doing this because, you know, a lot of places this would not be allowed.
That's right.
And
On government property, even
in some cities in America,
That's right.
They wouldn't allow this. But we have a proclamation from our county commissioners, which I thank each and every one of those county commissioners.
Yes, we do.
And our county and our city commissioners and our mayor.
Yes.
We have proclamations from both of them. Declaring this as Bible Reading Week.
Hallelujah.
And also asking people to participate. And also saying that everyone should read their Bible.
That's right.
Well, you know, you think about it, you think, well, that's a lot of reading to read a whole Bible. But some people read their Bible more than once a year. Mm-hmm. But if we read it once a year, you know, we could read this whole Bible. I'm not talking about studying it. You could read it if you read 15 minutes a day. Every day of the year,
right.
You would finish reading the whole Bible. 15 minutes is not very long,
nope.
Is it?
Nope.
No, so read 15 minutes and pray 15 minutes. You know, then, you know, God will start to speak to you and to change you and show you things. Amen?
So you don't need to, you just read the Word, and you don't need to study. You don't need to look up all these commentaries, people, what somebody thinks about it. You read it for yourself and say, God, what do you have in this for me? This verse I just read here in Hebrews 4:12, what do you have in this for each one which listen to this program right now? If the Word of God is sharp, it's quick and sharper than a two-edged sword, what do you have in this for each of us? That's what we're going to talk about. Let Him do it with you. He's your counselor. He's the one. He's the great counselor. And so, you know, if more people would spend time in the Word and doing this, there'd be a lot less counseling going on. And a lot of counseling is not very successful anyhow. They try, but some people just don't follow through with it. But this is your counsel you need right here, the Holy Bible.
And I'm looking at another scripture here in Psalms. I just happened to have my Bible up in the Psalms. It says, Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever.
That's right.
And His word is His name, isn't it?
Yeah.
And thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. So this isn't just for certain people or for Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's for all people. It's for all generations. It's for all people. You know, and we are so blessed that we can open our mouth and we can speak
it out loud.
We can speak God's word and magnify it. You know, as we do that, we're also praising Him.
That's right.
We're worshiping Him.
Yeah.
We worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we know the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word.
That's right.
He is the Word. So we're magnifying His Word. We're magnifying His name.
Right.
He says His Word is magnified above His name.
Name we saw.
So,
yeah.
So we are blessing Him and we are speaking His Word. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to do that. You know, many people come up there and they don't even know what they're going to read. They sign up for 15 minutes. You say, and we say, can you give God 15 minutes? You know, they sign up for 15 minutes and they may not know exactly where they're at and what they're reading, but God knows exactly where people are going to read.
That's
and
right.
You know, even this, even
he
maybe,
sets them up,
even
doesn't
maybe
he?
The chapter, or maybe they'll read one chapter or two chapters in within 15 minutes, depending on the length of the chapter. But it always touches them. And I've had people tell me that they have marked that in their Bible, that they read that certain thing and it spoke to them.
That's right.
Because God's word will what? It will speak to us. Because
right.
God's word is not dead. This is not a dead word, is it?
No, it's a living word.
It's a living word. It's a rhema word. And the words that come to life, well, they're on papers. But God wants these words to come to life in our heart. as we worship towards his, and we think about it, we're worshiping towards Jerusalem. And I think about what the people say next year in Jerusalem.
That's right.
Well, we know Yeshua, when he comes back, he's going to set his feet down in Jerusalem, not someplace in the United States of America.
Nope. On the Mount of Olives.
But on the Mount of Olives. It says that he's going to return from where he left.
That's right.
So where they saw him leave, you know, the many people saw him leave. He's coming back. He will put his feet on that ground one day and set up his kingdom and rule from that place.
That's right. At the end of Jacob's trouble, that's where he'll be.
And we get to read the last book of the Bible, too.
Hallelujah, don't
we? We get to read the beginning of the Bible.
That's right.
Every word all the way through the Bible is living. It's life. You know, in every single page, we could say Jesus is on every page.
He's got a signature on every page.
Like, you know how in the New Testament, in a lot of the Bibles, they have the red writing, what Jesus said? Well, some of these places in this Old Testament these are words of God. I could put red. I could underline it with red and say these are God's words. And who is God? Jesus is God.
That's right.
It says in the beginning, you know, he said, it says us. Who's the us? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have always been together.
Right.
They're one, aren't they?
Right. I got a King James Bible up there that has a man. It's the King James text,
mm-hmm.
and he made. In the first covenant, anything that God said is red-lettered. It's a neat Bible.
And that's what those would be his words.
Those
would
his
be
words.
Jesus's words.
That's right, his words.
It'd be the Godhead.
That's right.
And we're reading the King James Bible, if anybody's asking. And, you know, the Bible talks about the Godhead. Who is the Godhead? Some Bibles have taken that out. That's why we have chosen, and by God, God told us to use this Bible, one Bible, because, you know, it's the closest that we feel is the closest to being... accurate.
According to all the original manuscripts.
So some of the Bibles
yeah.
take out the word Godhead. They don't want that.
Nope.
So, but the King James Bible does say Godhead. And so what does Godhead mean? It means the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they are one.
Mm-hmm.
They're one.
That's right. You know, I'm just thinking about this while you're talking. The Jewish people, you know, they're like the sages and the rabbis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go over these scriptures and they get into deep things. I'm going to read you one verse out of Proverbs, chapter 30. How can they read this verse and not think about this son that came from the Father? His name is Yeshua. Listen to this. This is in chapter 30, verse 4. I'm going to read verse 3 with it. I neither learned wisdom nor had the knowledge of the holy. Let's go on now. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Only one man's ever done that, right? Who is that? Our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Only God can do that. And who hath bound the waters in a garment? Only God can do that. Now listen, who hath established all the ends of the earth? Huh? God? Now, what is his name? That's Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, his name. And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Well, what's the son's name? Yeshua HaMashiach. How can they read that verse and not put that together with the Messiah? It's incredible. But see, the Word of God brings life to us. Like Donna said, it's a living word. It's called a rhema word in the Greek. A rhema is a living word. It's so powerful. So, you know, I look at this book many times. I love it so much. I remember when I first got saved, I've told this, I put my Bible under my pillow when I went to bed. And I remember that, Pastor Donna?
Amen.
And I was asking God by osmosis to just suck everything out of that Bible through the pillow into my brain that I could understand it and remember it all. But it doesn't come that way. There's a price to be paid. You have to read the Word of God, and also you need to study it too. But the main thing is just read it. My ex-pastor down in Fort Lauderdale, he's passed away now. He was really an apostle. He used to tell us he read his Bible, just read it through either 4 or 5 times every year just to read it. Just to read it. Didn't study it. Just to read it. Can you imagine? At least 4 times every year. That's incredible. And I started off reading my Bible, and I had a chart I used to read the entire Bible in a year. And that seemed like a chore to me, but think about doing it 4 or 5 times. And it's no wonder it was put in his heart. That's how you put it in your heart. You hear, you know, we learn little by little, and you know, a little here and a little there. And so that's what we have to do. We don't remember everything. And Donna was talking about some of these scriptures that come alive to us. One day you might read and say, wow. And some people I've talked to, they actually wrote down the date and the month and the year when they got that wisdom from God about a particular scripture. And I'll say this to you. If you read your Bible and you get nuggets from the Bible that no man's ever told you about, that you got it on your own reading the Bible, you will never, listen to me, you will never forget that verse. You'll never forget it, okay? And that's what God wants. He wants it to be burned down into our heart, that it's, we're oozing out with His Word, with what we think about and how we respond. And that's what we have to do before we open our mouth. God, is this what you want me to say? That's what the beauty of the Holy Ghost that He gave us. Because when we pray in tongues, we may not know what we're praying, but God's praying the perfect word at that particular time. And we're speaking mysteries, it tells us in the Bible. So if we don't know what to talk about or how to say it, pray in the Holy Ghost and God will show you. Many times He'll tell you exactly what to say. Maybe change one word or change a whole sentence, whatever. So he's the one. He wants to lead us in the right direction. And so God gave us that Holy Amen. Ghost to control this thing between our mouth.
That's right.
You know, it's in a cage and it's got teeth before it and lips right. and all that, so that nothing comes out of it that's not pleasing to God. So whatever we say, we want to hopefully attempt to do things that's pleasing to God. But, you know, we still make mistakes, don't we? We know that God's merciful and graceful. That Donna talked about that one psalm that says, God's mercy endures forever. Thank God. It endures forever. We can mess up, but with a sincere heart with God, we can ask Him to forgive us and look at His Word and go back and say, Lord, I failed You in this verse right here. I'm asking You to forgive me, and I want to start over with You. And so God is powerful. He's wonderful. And you know, people can start over 3 or 4 or 5 times in their
Amen.
Life if they drift away from God. His arm's never too short. It's always out there wanting to pull us back. He's not going to condemn you. He's wanting to bring you out of that mess that you're in. If you're in sin or you're hooked on something, you know, drugs or whatever, or smoking, no matter what it is, he can bring you out of that and make you free. That's what it says. When the sun sets free,
he's free indeed.
And when you know the Word of God, it will make you free. And so that's what we got to remember. That's what this is all about. So God's given this. This is our instruction and our book to walk our life out with the Lord every day. So we need this Word. We need this more than our next life, because this is life. And Donna's talked about before, and when we just finished up our Torah readings for last year. We finished in Deuteronomy. We talked about all the blessings and all the curses. Well, there's a lot of blessings in there, but if you look at the cursings, my goodness, the curses are 2 or 3 times more than the blessings. Because if you have the blessings in your life, the rest of that stuff will all be passed away. And we know that a curse can't light without a cause. That's what the Bible says. And so we want to look at the blessings that we have if we walk with the Lord, not doing Amen. Our own thing. And so many people do, you know, they marry the wrong person. They move to the wrong city. They take the wrong job. They don't sit down and say, Lord, what is this the job that you want me to have, or is it not? And to listen to Him, to shut up and listen, see what He tells you. And so many people do that. And so we want to know His perfect will. Listen to me. He wants you to know His perfect will, not His permissive will. A lot of things you might do could be permissive, not in sin, but it may not be what God wants you to do. So we want His perfect will in everything that we do, don't we, Pastor Donna?
Mm.
And that's what the Word gives you. This is a perfect Word that we have in our Bible, right? This is God's Word. It's perfect. And so we thank the Lord for it. Hallelujah.
You know, it's so, the Word of God is so good. You know, I opened up just to read that one Psalm, and I just keep seeing things. You know, I see this in Psalm 140, 139. It's because, you know, I would say, you know, check your heart. And maybe you want to invite somebody. Maybe you want to invite somebody who doesn't know the Lord just to come down and sit down.
And listen.
And listen to the Word of God. Just to come out in the park, and the beautiful park there at Memorial Park at the band shell. Mm-hmm. Just to listen and just to have fellowship.
That's right.
And so just to listen to God's Word. And, you know, we've had this happen in the past where they come and they listen, and then we ask people, do you want to read? Well, they may not even know the Bible. They may not even have ever read the Bible. They may never have asked Jesus into their heart, but it doesn't mean they can't read.
That's right.
It doesn't mean, because God's Word is more powerful than somebody who may be born again or who may not be born again, because that's what changes us. That's what makes, that's how we get born again, by His Word, by His truth. So I would say, you know, invite somebody, bring them down, let them sit there, and, you know, maybe they'll want to read the Word of God, because people think, can I stand up and read behind a pulpit? We have people say that so many times.
And yet they change their mind.
I can't do that. Or they feel like they can't, it's not right, they shouldn't do it. They feel like maybe only the pastor
holy enough
should do it.
That's right.
But, you know, God changes us. He's the one who changes us.
That's
he's
right.
the one who cleanses us. But it says here over this psalm, it closes with this one. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart.
That's right.
That's what
happens when you read the Bible.
Know my heart, God.
Yeah.
Try me and know my thoughts. What kind of thoughts do we have?
Yeah.
What kind of thoughts do we have? and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. See, that right there, will that touch my heart? I've read it many, many times. It says over here, it says further, there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. God knows our thoughts. He knows our words even before we ever say them.
That's right.
And, you know, we don't know our heart many times. But that's why
we
it
just
says
think we
here.
Do, yeah.
That's why it says here, search me, O God, and yeah. know my heart. I need to know my heart. You know my heart, God. You
sure.
know it. God
sure.
knows our heart. Try me and know my thoughts. He needs to reveal to us the thoughts that we have that may or may not be godly, because he wants us to seek holiness and to seek godliness and to praise him, you know, his word, to praise him. It's God's word is so awesome. It's just so awesome. We could sit here and we could just read and read all the wonderful things that will touch our heart, that will have our, well, he wants to get our ear. He wants us to have a hearing ear.
That's right.
And so when we speak the word of God and when we read the word of God, we're actually speaking. We are his voice. We are his trumpet. So we're speaking it with our voice and we're listening. We're hearing.
That's right.
We're hearing the word of God coming forth, the living word coming forth from my voice, from your voice, from all the people's, from all the different voices that are speaking. See, God spoke from heaven back there on the mountain to Moses, and all the people heard him. But God now has sent his Holy Ghost, and he wants to speak through his people.
That's right.
And how does he speak through his people? Through the word.
That's right.
Because the word is alive. So I would say, you know, let the Lord touch your heart.
Somebody might
humble
be
yourself. The Bible also says that we should humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. And so, you know, let the Lord search your heart and give us a call or just come by, just drive by. Just
right.
come up and sit down in a chair.
A while. Yeah.
Come and sit down and listen to the word of God and be thankful.
Yes.
We have to have thanksgiving in our heart. Be thankful that we can do this and be thankful for the people who are willing to have a willing heart.
That's right. To come and
who are willing to come and give God 15 minutes.
That's right.
And some people are giving God a lot more than 15 minutes.
Hallelujah.
And some people are driving many, many miles to read from Fort Lauderdale.
So it's a choice, isn't it?
It is a choice. And so, you know, it's the heart. It's all about the heart and God's word. Do you love God? Do you love God's word?
Yes.
It's all about having a heart to do the will of God. It's his will. His will to be, let his will be done. Not my will, not somebody else's will, but the will of God. To obey.
That's right,
it's better to obey than
sacrifice. That's right.
If we could sacrifice and stay home, or we could sacrifice and do this or do that.
What we want
to
do.
Go to the beach, go to the pool. We could sacrifice. That's not sacrificing to God. No. He says it's better to what? It's better to obey God. It's better to obey
than not to obey.
Than
that's
to
right.
not to obey.
That's right.
So give up your time.
It says it's like witchcraft.
Yes, sacrifice some of your time. Give it to God. Give it to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, the phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. And this is a cry. This is a cry out to call the people of God and anyone who may be listening to this radio broadcast. And if you can't come, you can pray.
That's right.
And you know, if you live a long ways away, we have some people that listen to us in other states.
On a cell phone.
North Carolina.
That's right.
Okay, Judy and Daryl. They call and they read over the microphone from their cell phone.
For 15 minutes.
And what about our wonderful friends out in
Idaho.
Oh,
right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord, bless you guys,
White,
Dan and
yeah.
Kathy.
Yeah.
You know, they can call from Idaho and read. People can call from anywhere. They could call, my brother lives in
Australia.
Or the Philippines. He's not there now, but you know, people could call from anywhere because
that's
now
right.
cell phones is free. Facebook is free. You know, it's not like it was 10 years ago where you had to pay a great, you know, long distance price. No,
that's right.
We can call for free. And because we have these, and what we do is somebody calls on the cell phone, we just hold it right up to the microphone, and they read for their 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever time they want to read. And, you know, so here's the word coming from some other state,
yep,
some other city.
Hallelujah.
The world is small.
The word. Yeah, that's
it's
right.
The word.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, I'm getting ready. We got about 3 minutes. You know, I'm looking at this book before me, this wonderful Bible. You know, a lot of people say, "Well, this is just another book written by men."
No,
but
why?
You know, if someone's thinking that, if you just get a Bible or borrow one and start reading, you would find out the words and all and how this is put together. You'd say it had to be some divine nature that did this, and it's Yod-Heh-Vav. He's the one that did it. And so we think about the first covenant and the second covenant. It fits together like a glove, you know, over a period of 14
all
or 15.
Together. And all the prophecies are true.
They all will come to pass. Many of them have already come to pass.
Many have.
But a lot more will come to pass. And so this is a holy book. And so don't let somebody tell you that it's written by just a bunch of men and it doesn't amount to anything. Yeah, it was written by men, but God gave them by the Spirit of God what to write down here. And he used their vocabulary, their talents, what they knew how to do and all, and they wrote down exactly what God asked them to write.
Holy book.
It's a holy book. So my Bible that I have in front of me, it says it's a holy Bible, hallelujah. And I always tell people about the word Bible. There's an acronym for that. Be informed before leaving earth, hallelujah, the Bible. So we're honored to be here with you. And so we hope you can think about this. Maybe you've already signed up. So we want to thank you if you have. And we're going to thank everybody in advance right now that's going to read this next few days. We want to thank every one of you for the goodness of your heart to come. And we're going to ask God to bless you and you're coming in and you're going out.
Pressed down and shaken together,
right? Because you're willing to do what God wants to. He wants this word read over the city of Stewart again, which really covers Martin County. It goes all up and down the coast.
Around the world.
People listen to it on the internet.
You talked about the breakers anointing.
Those breakers
are going to break over our country protection for our nation
We thank you for
this year.
Hallelujah.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be on this radio broadcast. We're also on the internet. You can go back and listen to this again at WCNO.com.
Yep.
Our phone number here again is area code 772-285-7007. And we will not be having church at our church, but we will be having church Sunday down there at the Banshell.
Reading
the Bible all 90 hours.
That's right.
Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and finish Wednesday morning. But we will resume having church the following week on Friday and on Sunday.
So we're on this program every week. The program's called Raising the Standard. The purpose of it is we want to give you the truth from the Word of God. Not what I think, only His truth. And so we tell you to continue to study. And we're on here because we want to see people born again, raised up, become knowledgeable in the Word of God so they can walk a successful life. And so as we tell you every week when we close, we tell you to look up because your redemption draws nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace and rest.
We are
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of prophecy.